I started off playing pretty nicely, but you know, I just felt the pace of play was a bit slow, and I just stiffened up, and I just couldn't get into it. And I found the front nine quite difficult for me. I don't know, it's the greens are very slopey, just get it in the wrong place, and you can't get it up and down. So, yeah, a bit disappointing, but another day tomorrow, won't we?
You've played well at Lynx Golf all your life, and it's a fine course out there. It's a great test, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. You've got to know the course. Obviously, yesterday I played in the Pro-Am. The wind's completely the opposite way around. So now I've played it in both ways. So hopefully tomorrow I can get a feel from what's going to happen. Let's hope it doesn't go the other way. So I've had it downwind into on the 10th and into the wind today on the 10th. So I might get a crosswind tomorrow. It would be about right, wouldn't it?
All four seasons in the one day, anything's possible. Yeah. Ian, you were Ryder Cup captain here in Ireland back in 2006. Hard to believe it's 15 years ago now. But obviously one of our own is Ryder Cup captain, a man who was on your team, Padraig Harrington. And, you know, obviously with the Americans having 8 of the top 10 players in the world, it's on paper it looks like, you know, they're worthy favourites, but it never, ever works out that way, does it?
Absolutely not. You know, it's match players, you know. As we all know, you're always got to, it's an 18-hole competition, and you know we've got massive experience in our team as well, and I think we've got the camaraderie as well. So that's what we've got going for us. And yeah, if you can get the lads playing well together, we can beat any team in the world.
It mightn't be long before Padraig is out joining you here on the Legends Tour. I think he's 50 actually in a few days' time. But it's, you know, he's a man who would ultimately be well prepared for the battle ahead. He's a guy who's very thorough.
Yeah, absolutely. He's done everything like that in his life. You know, methodically, same as Paul McGinley, they went that way about it. I was a little bit more natural in what they were, but you know, it was maybe a little bit easier when I was doing it. Not saying that it wasn't difficult, but you know, it was easier for me. It was probably because I didn't have so many picks, and it flowed a little bit better as well.
And you had the biggest victory in European Ryder Cup history, which is a nice record to have on your CV.
Yeah, if Paul McGinley hadn't jumped in the bleed, that guy hadn't jumped in the water, and McGinley hadn't given him a 35-footer, we would have had the record completely. I'm not going to forgive him for that. I'm going to drown him for it.
Ian, you've always had a great relationship with Ireland. You've a lot of friends here. You probably, you know, think back to those brilliant days back in Portmarnock and Royal Dublin back in the late 80s, early 90s. They were special days, weren't they?
Absolutely. It's always been my favourite place to play golf, especially at Portmarnock. It's my favourite golf course. I miss it. You know, I still come over and see my friends now and again, and it's a great place to play golf.